1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Just gone 6 a.m. in the world's most TikTok city.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
Pretty Malik.
Pretty Malik.
Big Rossi.
Big Rossi.
Turn up the...
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's Camila Cabello.
Oh, what up, what up?
This is Ed Sheeran on The Chris Fade Show.
Hey, Dubai, it's Rita Ora.
This is The Chris Fade Show.
This is The Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Don't stop, get it, get it.
The Chris Fade Show.
Mike Saar.
Virgin Radio.
Oh yes, good morning. It is Friday morning. You're listening to Big Rossi and Pretty Malik. We've done it for this week, Pretty. We've done it already.
Yes, we just got to get through these next 4 hours and then we can say,
yeah,
weekend is here.
I know. Have you got any nice plans for the weekend?
Going to a brunch tomorrow, Rossi.
Oh, lovely.
You're also going to a brunch, aren't you?
Well, I'm working at a brunch.
You're working at a brunch.
It's a different thing, but oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Jeff.
Oh, nice. Jeff's out. Love it. He's having a bit of fun.
He's working. I'm just watching.
Oh, is it Jeff's brunch that you
yeah,
go to?
Yeah, I'm going to Jeff's
Notorious brunch.
Notorious brunch.
Where's it held?
Lockstock.
Oh, Lockstock Business Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what a great place. Oh, well, I'm going
to
be there.
Look forward to seeing your Insta stories.
Thank you very much. If you missed it, Chris Fade is in Italy. Did you see his stories?
No, I've had a look, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Go to Chris Fade's stories right now. He was at the Boss show
I
in Milan.
Yeah.
The superstars that were there.
Oh, really?
Anthony Joshua, J Balvin, Kabi was there.
Oh, yeah.
Future was there. Like, what a cool, cool lineup for Boss. If
wow.
you want to go check out the fashion show highlights, go to Chris's stories right now. Super cool.
I'm going to do that in a minute. If you want to get on the show with us right now, I'd love to have you on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Tell us why you're up and about. You can give us a call right now. 04-871-5544. Get on the radio. We need some good vibes for
yes.
a Friday morning. Tell us what you're doing maybe this weekend or why you're up and about at this time.
Yes.
And then be live on the radio. And, you know, you never know. Basma might even send you the recording so you can show off later.
We have a podcast. You can get it.
Yeah, you can get it on the podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make Basma do more work. All
oh,
right?
So gotcha.
Give us a call right now. Your Friday morning.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it.
Nearly forgot we had the intro there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with James this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Oh, I can... You know, I'm so good at accents.
Oh, here we
I
go.
I can hear an Irish accent already.
Is it?
Irish accent.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm so good.
I've got some excellent news for you guys. My wife just delivered a baby this week, so...
What?
I'm over the moon.
Congratulations!
Yes.
This is the best news ever!
So good, yeah. mate.
Boy, girl, give us all the details. First baby, second.
Baby girl, first baby. Baby Allison.
First baby, and she's called Alison.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, mate. Honestly, it's a bit of an eye-opener, though, isn't it? When you're, like, holding your baby for the first time, and you're like...
Yeah, it is indeed.
Wow, my life has completely changed.
My job is to bring in sweets to staff today, so I've got a big bouquet of sweets to bring in for my staff members. So
oh, that's
my job today.
That's so lovely.
Jeez.
And how are mom and baby doing?
Mom and baby are doing good. Mom have met all her milestones, so baby, I think, has to get her first bath today, and then she's free to go.
Oh, lovely.
That's amazing.
And it says here you're a teacher for the Ministry of Education. Is your wife also a teacher?
She's also a teacher as well, yeah.
So
she's teaching in Southview School, so a big shout out to anyone listening in Southview School, Dubai, today.
So she's going to get, about 100 days off, maybe, hopefully?
I think about that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I admit McCarran works, but
this is so exciting. Congratulations on such a cool new chapter in your life, man.
Mrs. Torrance, anyone says you, so you can tell her congrats when she gets back in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, no worries, mate. Well, this is it. This is the beginning, so you know, do what I did, and now in 14 months' time, have another one.
No, don't do that, right?
Inshallah.
Oh, mate.
Oh, get him.
It's the best thing that'll ever happen to you. Have a great day, James, and thanks for spreading
that
news on the radio. Cheers, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Love
Take
it.
Care.
Oh, what a way to start the show.
I know, right? What happy news.
Absolutely love that. McNeil, good morning.
Good morning, Rusty. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I just want to congratulate James on his baby again.
Oh,
so sweet, right?
I know. It's amazing.
Right? That was amazing. That's amazing.
I love that you guys feel so open with us to share news like that because it makes our day.
Yeah,
like totally. When we hear stuff like that, when we hear your happy news, bad news, whatever it is, we love that you share that with us. But McNeil, what are you up to today?
I'm just heading back home.
Oh, okay. So night shift.
Yeah. It was a night shift. I would say that.
What do you do?
So I have a recruitment firm. We outsource people and stuff. It's kind of complicated.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is complicated if you're working at nighttime.
Yeah, I know. Who are you recruiting at night?
I don't want to talk about it. But
okay.
Okay. All right. No worries.
We're going to go into the weekend. The work is done for the day. We're going to go into the weekend with a positive attitude.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
I love it, mate. Well, listen, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show this morning. And yeah, have a great weekend as well, McNeil. All right. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Chris. But love you guys.
We miss him too. He'll be back on Tuesday.
Yeah, he will be back on Tuesday. Looking forward to hearing all about his trip to Italy because I'm going to go and check out his stories
I'm
right now.
I'm telling you, the stars that were there at this Boss fashion show in Milan, insane.
She's scrolling so you don't have to. Give you the juicy bits, the gossip. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What's happening in your gossip, Pretty Malik?
Lil Nas X has dropped a brand new song. It's called Star Walkin', and it's the anthem for this year's League of Legends World Championship. Have a listen to Star Walkin'.
Star Walkin'. Don't ever say it's over if I'm breathing. Race it to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far. Star Walkin'. And get high up. I know that I'm a guy reaching for a lot that I don't really need at all.
Never. I mean, it's very Lil Nas X.
Yes.
As you expect. It's for the championship. So if you're interested, that
is out
now.
What sport are we talking about here?
This is a game called League of Legends. So
right.
They're having a world championship. It's a team game.
Okay.
So, I mean, these championships are insane, Rossi.
Yeah.
They're like insane.
Remember we went to the Girl Gamer Festival?
Yeah.
And they're all doing the esports stuff there.
Yeah. So it's like massive. So this is the anthem for the championship, which is pretty cool.
He always does that mix of sort of like hip-hop and sort of rock,
yeah,
in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, it sounds good, though. I could see myself singing that one.
Yeah, for sure. How about this for a couple? You know the Chainsmokers, Drew Taggart from the Chainsmokers, is now dating Steve Jobs' youngest daughter, Eve.
Wow.
That is a power couple, right?
Yeah.
Like a very unexpected power couple. So they started kind of seeing each other. It was kind of casual over the summer. And now sources say it's turned into like a full-blown serious relationship.
Mm.
Eve was recently in the news because she made fun of the iPhone 14.
I was just going to say, is that the same lady who made fun of the latest iPhone? So
yeah.
Okay, so they're together, are they? Wow.
Yeah, which is a pretty cool couple.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chainsmokers, they're so cool, right? I like them.
If I was like going out with Steve Jobs' daughter, though, I'd just be like wanting to ask about her
everything,
dad all
right?
The time.
Right?
Because he's such an amazing man, right?
Yeah, exactly. And finally, do not mess with Harry Styles' mom. Not Harry, but just don't mess with his mom.
Okay,
all right?
Go on.
So she's speaking out against negative comments when it comes to her son's movie, Don't Worry, Darling, which is now in theaters across the country. So Anne and a few friends were in France and they decided to go and catch the first show of her son's movie, Don't Worry, Darling. She put up a photo on Instagram and said, "Don't worry, darling, you were excellent. Really enjoyed from start to finish. Well done, Olivia Wilde and team, for drawing us in. Well done, baby Harry Styles, for being a fabulous Jack. Very proud, as usual." A proud mom sharing glowing reviews of a movie. And people have the audacity to go into the comment section of Harry's mom and write negative comments about the movie, about Harry, and about her review. Come on, guys. We got to have some level of respect here, right?
Do not mess with a mom.
Right?
You know, even Harry Styles' mom, don't mess with a mom. Show some respect.
Exactly. Well, she decided to get... she was not taking it sitting down. She went onto her Instagram, onto her stories, and she said, "If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. I'm astounded and saddened by the comments on here, to be honest. I enjoyed a film. If it's not your cup of tea, don't go. If you don't like me, please don't follow me. Simple."
Wow.
Why would you... I cannot fathom going to someone's profile, period, but going to someone's mother's profile and putting hate comments.
I know.
Get a life.
I just can't believe it. You know, I just can't believe that Harry Styles' mum can use Insta stories because my mum would not have a clue.
Stop it. Go away.
She's amazing. Well done. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
What are you watching?
One of the best shows on TV.
Look at her now. She's gone and got her own intro and everything.
Yeah.
Did you organise this, Nala?
No.
Well, it's great anyway. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So, we're asking what you're watching for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Nala, hit it.
Okay.
Tell us.
I'm going to start with the biggest one of them all. I went and watched Don't Worry, Darling yesterday.
Ooh, this is the Harry Styles.
The Harry Styles, the whole drama movie.
Olivia Wilde directed, Harry Styles, Chris Pine, Florence Pugh.
Are they still a thing, by the way?
Yes.
Olivia
yeah.
and Harry. Okay, go
yeah.
on.
So I thought it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
But I would say it's watchable.
It's watchable. How many stars would you give it out of 5 without giving the movie away?
Maybe 3.54.
Hey, that's a good movie in my books. 3.5 is a good
movie.
3.5.
Yeah.
3.5
out of 5.
That's
okay.
great.
So, nice. The ending was the best thing about the whole movie.
Is it a theater
what,
watch?
Because it finished and you could go.
No, the twist was revealed.
Is it a theater watch?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in the cinemas. You can watch it wherever you want.
Good.
Okay, now we're going to go to Netflix.
Okay.
Since we all love Joe Coy.
Yeah.
His new special is out on Netflix.
So yeah. good.
And it was hilarious. I was crying.
He is amazing.
I think this is one of my favorite specials of his.
Okay,
yes.
that's good.
So go watch it right now. It's called Joe Coy Live from Los Angeles Forum.
Yeah, and the best thing about it was, obviously he's been in here and we've talked about sleep apnea together because we've got
yeah.
it. He does a whole bit on sleep apnea. It's amazing.
It's so good.
The best of his work, as Nala says.
Yes. Now, staying into comedy, if you're looking for a TV show,
yeah.
also on Netflix, you have to check out Mo.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about this show.
This is the first time ever
yeah.
on Netflix that they show a Palestinian family that's looking for asylum
I
in
love
the U.S.
this.
And
it's a comedy.
It's a comedy, and it's so relatable. Like, every single Arab household will just go like, oh, this is what we say. Oh, this is what we say. So the entire time, I felt like I was watching Home.
Oh, that,
like
I love
how,
that.
Like how my house and everyone talks. So please watch it. And they picked Arabic-speaking people. So the dialogue is perfect. So you have to watch it.
Okay, Mo on Netflix.
Okay,
what
now,
else?
This is not for kids. If you're a true crime fan,
yes,
you have to watch the new true crime TV show. It's called Dahmer.
Okay.
Now, it's about a real convicted killer. And it is so spooky. It makes you uncomfortable. Like, it honestly just sets you in the mood.
What platform?
Netflix also.
Netflix.
Okay. Netflix.
Now we're going to move to Netflix and go to Disney Plus.
Okay.
So, Pretty and I were talking about it yesterday.
I already watched it.
The Kardashians.
Already watched it.
So, it came out yesterday, right?
Yes. Please watch it. I know everyone's a bit hesitant, but honestly, it is the best reality TV show ever created.
It is so well made. And you get to learn about the whole timeline between Tristan and Chloe.
Wow.
Tristan, you are horrible.
Oh,
is he?
Hate him.
Oh.
I'm going to send that clip of what you just said there, by the way, to Chris, because you said it's the best reality TV show, and Chris has got one coming
out. It's not out yet.
It's not out yet, so we can't say anything, but I'm sure it's going to be one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and also, finally on Disney Plus as well, is Wedding Season. Not the wedding season you think it is.
Okay, so I keep seeing this come up, and I haven't clicked on it yet. Is it worth the watch?
It is worth the watch. It's a comedy with a twist, we can
okay.
say. So it starts out with a girl who she's just got married, but then she wakes up and finds everyone in that wedding was poisoned, and they convict her that she's the reason. But it's a comedy.
Okay. Is it a movie or series?
It's a series.
Okay, cool.
It's
wedding
a limited
season.
One. Yeah, wedding season. Limited series. So that's about it.
Okay. If you have any other suggestions, you can always send it through 0487155444. But Nala is the genius. You can follow her on TikTok as well. She does some amazing
Aww.
Reviews.
Thanks,
gives you
Fred.
Different things to watch. What's your TikTok real quick?
Nala Shibli.
Okay.
Don't give her any more exposure. She's already got millions of views.
It's great. Good work.
This is ridiculous. Like, she just posts one video, she gets a million
Rossi,
views.
Don't be jealous.
All right,
great.
I won't.
Don't be jealous.
I won't be jealous. Just Nala, just teach me. Thank you.
Somebody say, hey, we want some money.
The Chris Fade Show's
10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank. With RackBank Home in One, you can decide how much interest you pay every month. For more details, visit rackbank.ae/HIO.
Yes, what up, RackBank? Thanks for sponsoring the Chris Fade Show's
yeah.
10,000 dirham Pop Quiz every single week, week in, week out. It's a great bank. Check them out if you haven't done so. Right. 10,000 dirhams could be yours this morning. Who are we going to choose? What line is the computer going to choose randomly? Here we go. How do we say this name?
Do you need my help, Rossi?
Anya, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that right, Anya?
Anya.
Anya, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing okay.
I can sense an Irish accent there.
Yeah, all the way from Ireland. Yeah, we're just on the way to school now.
Right, I'm going to guess in Ireland. Might not mean anything to you, pretty, but are you from Galway?
No, close though. It's in the west, close enough.
Northeast, southwest. What's your
Sligo
town?
It's Sligo. Have you ever
Sligo
heard that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good football team there called Sligo Rovers.
I know Galway because of Ed Sheeran. He has a song called Galway Girl.
Oh, yes, Galway Girl, yes. Yeah, Sligo's better. You have to come to Sligo.
Okay, got it.
Sligo over there. Right, okay, sorry about that. What do you do for work then, Anya?
I'm a teacher.
Lovely.
Primary school. Okay, so Friday vibes today.
Oh, my favorite day of the week.
So do you do something different on a Friday? Because you guys have a half day, right?
Yeah, so we finish at 12:30 on a Friday. So yeah, usually we just go to the beach or somewhere nice and kind of chill. And then sometimes we go out for food then on a Friday evening.
I want to be in your class.
Yeah, no. The kids don't go to the beach. Anya's saying after school she goes to the beach.
Oh. No, it's just normal. It's a normal day in school, yeah.
Yeah, normal day. By normal day, she means she puts the TV on and then they all play Sleeping Lions.
Excuse you. Anya, don't listen to Big Rossi. No. We're going to get you winning right now. I got the 10 questions in front of me. You know the drill. Woo! If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Hopefully, if there's enough time, we will come back to it. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Yes, I am ready.
Anya, please win because Chris Fade isn't here and he'd hate it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm feeling this. This is my day.
This is Anya's day. Anya, your time on the pop quiz. 60 seconds on the clock starts now. San Francisco is a city in which country?
California, America.
Aaron Judge plays which sport?
Pass.
Rapper Tiny Tempo was born in which country?
Pass.
Finish the movie title, Alice Through the Looking
Glass.
Who is older, Justin Timberlake or Jennifer Lawrence?
Justin Timberlake.
Who plays the role of Harry Potter?
Daniel Clifford.
What is the capital
Daniel
of...
Daniel Radcliffe. Sorry.
What is the capital of Turkey?
Istanbul.
Who sings the 2022 song Sunroof?
Oh, pass.
Who played the role of Superman in Man of Steel?
Oh, pass.
Which Canadian bought Wrexham Football Club? Ryan?
Pass.
Aaron Judge plays which sport?
Baseball.
Rapper Tiny Tempo was born in which country?
Time's up.
Just tell me.
England.
Where?
England.
I'll give it to you. 600 dirhams!
Yay! Love it!
Well done, Anya. 600 dirhams is pretty good for a Friday, right?
Oh, this is the best day ever, yes.
Okay, so let's go through what you didn't get. The capital of Turkey, a lot of people say Istanbul, but it is not. It is Ankara.
Oh, what? I was only in Turkey at summertime.
Raging. Oh, yes. Oh. Sunroof, which is one of the biggest songs of the year, is sang by Nicky Yor. Henry Cavill plays Superman in Man of Steel. And I was trying to help you there. Ryan Reynolds is the one who bought Wrexham Football Club.
Oh, raging. But look, 600
D's.
That's great.
Yeah, right?
That'll get you like a brunch or even two brunches if you go to Double Decker.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Your weekend is sorted. Anya, you are amazing. Thank you for giving us your positive energy.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
Have a great morning. Thanks so much. We are trying to help out Chris Fade, believe it or not. This sneaky music is sneaky for one reason, because Chris Fade's going to love it when he wakes up.
Okay,
but
what do you
his wife, do? Brianna, may not. So he came in last week. Can you remember the conversation he had about Brianna? He said, Brianna was, I played, because he posted it on his Insta stories, actually. One of his songs, In It For Love, right? He posted it on his Insta stories, and he said, go and listen to my song. And Brianna said to him, she said, what's this? And he said, this is my song. It got to number one across the Middle East.
Yeah.
On various platforms. And she said, wow, I didn't know about that song. If I knew about that song, that could have been a deal breaker.
What are you saying, Brianna? In It For Love's a classic.
As like, as though like they may have not got together because there's a whole music video for it.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's cringy.
But it's a I like In It For Love. That's my favorite Chris Fade song. So what do you want to do with it?
I think it's all right. Yeah, I think it's just the best out of the three that he did.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is I want to get his song to the top of the charts in the Middle East.
So we have like, for example, you mean like the Apple Music charts? They have a UAE Apple Music chart.
Yeah.
So you want it to go to the top? Like right now, I'm looking at it. Calm Down, Selena Gomez and Rima is number one.
Oh, get that off.
So you want Chris Fade to be at number one?
I want Chris Fade to be at number one. So when he wakes up to like in the morning, because he's 2 hours behind, he's going to wake up soon, right? And he's going to look and he's going to see that his song, Chris Fade featuring Two Tone, In It For Love, is number one at the top of those charts.
The Apple Music chart.
Imagine that.
So if you have Apple
and
Music.
And it's not hard to get there, by the way.
You just got to stream it.
You got to stream it, have you? You don't buy it anymore.
You don't buy anymore. You download the song. You can download it or stream it.
Okay, so if you go right now, say you're on Apple.
Yeah.
Go there and go and get Chris Fade, In It For Love. Download it, play it, whatever you may do. Go to work maybe. Put it on a device, say you've got a MacBook or something.
Yeah.
Just play it, put repeat on. Play it, 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 play it. I want it to get to number one. So when he wakes up, he'll be like, what has happened? And Brianna will be a bit angry because she hates it. Do it now, please.
You're so funny.
So what do they need to do? They need to go there.
Just stream it or download it.
Stream it or download it. Apple, iTunes, whatever it's called.
Apple Music, Rossi.
Apple Music.
Yeah.
See, I've got a Samsung myself, but
Spotify has it too, I think.
Spotify as well. Okay, you can go on Spotify if you're an Android user. Go and do it right now. And he's going to be so happy when he wakes up.
Can we hear the song?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Will this count for a play, do you think, if I play it?
No.
No, okay. Here it is, Chris Fade featuring Two Tone. In It For Love. Let's get it to number one, please. Go do it now. Do me a favour. It'll be funny. It's Virgin Radio.
You already know what it is. Chris Fade turned out
Two Tone, let's go.
I hear good girls like bad guys. What about bad guys like dumb girls?
Oh, yeah. You're really into him because he drives a car with three digits.
Party in Cavalli like three times a week.
What?
Black AMX that you can't keep. Owns a yacht like 60 feet deep. He pays for your Botox.
Look, that's Goldilocks.
You ever heard a love at first sight?
No.
You just might if the Jimmy Choo's fit right.
I know you're his biggest fan. Just look at the picture on his Instagram.
Hashtag living the life.
Hashtag
you're not his wife.
Hashtag
show me the dough.
Hashtag
you just have.
I came for the honey. You came for the money, honey.
Shaking it wild, and all of these players, they all going wild. And I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she know how to move with that gold figure. Yeah, and she going for the kill, let me keep it real. Only out for the money, baby, that's a deal. And I don't mind picking up the tab. Right here feels like a trap. And I ain't with it traveling. This ain't funny like Charlie Chaplin. And I still think you're very attractive, but we can't go home because I'm very selective.
Sorry,
and I know that you want to get paid, but I came for the honey, so tell him Chris Fade.
I came for the honey. You came for the money, honey.
Apple Music, go!
Came for the honey.
get it to number one, please. Virgin Radio 104.4, Chris Fade, Two Tone. That is In It For Love. Could it be the worst song to get to number one in the Middle East?
No, I really like this song. Don't you like this song?
No, it's very catchy, actually. I think it's great.
I thought it was some of his best work.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think it's good, yeah. I think it's good. And it'll be amazing if it got to number one. All right, Syl, good morning, Syl.
Hi, Rosie. Good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
Good. I'm driving right now, and while listening, I tried to download the song, but I'm having a hard time. So while listening to the song, I liked it. It's nice.
Right?
It's a good vibe.
It's a good song. So if you search for Chris Fade on Spotify or Apple Music, you'll be able to find it.
In It For Love, yeah. Let's get it to number one, and he'll wake up in Italy, and he'll be like, what's happened here?
Yeah, it's a resurgence of the song.
Okay. Have a think of how you can do it then, Syl. And once you get to the office, maybe you can try there or ask a friend. And then put it on repeat so it keeps playing and playing and playing and playing. And then we can get it
definitely
to the...
Definitely. I'll do it, Rosie.
Right. Yeah.
Do it for me. All right, Syl. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. That's your assignment. If you choose to accept it, please do it right now. Let's get it to number one before the end of the show.
Okay.
He will love it. We got Ilian on the line. Morning, Ilian.
Morning.
How's things, mate?
Good.
What can I do for you?
Can you please shout out one of my friends? Her name is Ella Sophia Kadura. It's her birthday today, and we go to the same school. And first of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to your radio for 5 years now.
Nice.
Since I was 7.
5 years since you were 7. That's awesome, man. So your friend's name is Ella?
Yes.
Ella, happy birthday, Ella, from everyone at Virgin Radio, and especially Ilian.
Yeah, you're a great friend, Ilian. You know what would make a perfect birthday present for Ella?
What?
Chris Fade's song, In It For Love.
Rossi.
Go and get your mum and dad to download it, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, we want to get it to number one. Have a great day, Ilian. Thanks for being on the show this morning,
thank
all right?
You.
Bye. I'll tell Chris Fade you said hi, all right?
Hollywood status
right now.
Her motto is, if you're not first, you're last.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What's happening, Pretty?
Beyonce, massive news. Sound the alarm, because apparently she is getting ready to announce the Renaissance Tour. Apparently, Queen B is booking stadiums currently as we speak around the world for the summer of 2023, and an official announcement may be coming soon. I am just manifesting a Dubai or Abu Dhabi show. Please, Beyonce, come here.
Yeah. Come on.
I would love to see her. I didn't see her when she came to Abu Dhabi for the F1, so I want to see a Beyonce show.
Just imagine, Pretty, how packed, how amazing it will be at the Coca-Cola Arena.
Yeah. Or the Etihad Arena. Wherever she could pick whichever. She wanted to do both. You wanted to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, you do Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
She did Abu Dhabi, right?
Yeah, so I said the F1.
Yeah, she did many years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing, though? As you say, if she did both. So like Dubai and then up to Abu Dhabi or the other way around.
That'd be so cool.
Wow.
So let's keep our fingers crossed for that one. Johnny Depp, he has a new girl in his life and it's his lawyer. It is not Camille Vasquez. Oh. Everyone thought it would be Camille Vasquez. It's actually his lawyer, Joelle Rich. She's the one who represented Johnny in his defamation case in the UK, the one that he lost. Joelle is currently going through a divorce of her own. She has two children. Apparently, she and Johnny have been together for a very long time now and it is serious. So if you're wondering, that's who he's dating. And finally, Olivia Wilde is doing the talk show rounds to talk about her latest release, Don't Worry, Darling, which is in theaters in the UAE right now. Now, the movie has been marred with several controversies, right? It all started with the casting, saying that the cast doesn't like each other, etc. You know, Shia LaBeouf was fired. Then the whole spitgate, did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine?
That was weird.
It's so weird. So Olivia went on the Stephen Colbert show and cleared up all the rumors.
Did you fire Shia LaBeouf?
We had to replace Shia. He is a fantastic actor, but it wasn't going to work. When he gave me the ultimatum of, you know, him or Florence, I chose Florence, and that was him feeling he was stepping away and me feeling like we were moving on without him.
Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine?
He did not, but I think it's a perfect example of, like, people will look for drama anywhere they can. Mm-hmm. Harry did not spit on Chris, in fact, but that...
Only time will tell.
No, he really didn't.
Well,
he did. It's so weird, though, the video. Like, Chris Pine's
it's such
just,
a weird video.
He's looking like going, What is happening here?
It was very strange. But there you go. So that's Olivia Wilde clearing up all those rumors.
Is that it?
That's it.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Gossip. Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malice Gossip.
Go on, Pretty. What's happening?
Okay, let's talk about Kanye West first. So he has done this sit-down, in-depth interview with Good Morning America in the States. And he's come out to apologize to Kim Kardashian for all the comments that he's made on social media very publicly over the past year.
Yeah.
He has said some pretty horrible things about Kim and the whole family. Have a listen to Kanye West.
This is the mother of my children. And I apologize for any stress that I have caused, even in my frustration, because God calls me to be stronger. But also, ain't nobody else finna be causing no stress either. I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
He needs her to be as calm as possible to raise those children.
Yeah, so he's saying he's apologizing for all the stress that he caused. But literally about 30 seconds after he said that, he went on to just make terrible comments about Kim again.
Oh, dear.
So he doesn't really follow up what he's saying. Oh. Let's talk about Ellen. New allegations come out against her. So we heard this news a few years ago that she's horrible, right? She's horrible to her staff and all this stuff. Now, another person has come out to say the same thing. Back in 2010, there was a 12-year-old singer that went viral overnight for his cover of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi. And that video, which got 71 million views in like 12 hours on YouTube, ended him a place on Ellen's show. If you don't remember, this is what it sounded like.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi, baby, there's no one. The superstar, you know that I'll be. Paparazzi.
So that is Grayson Chance. And once he appeared on the show, Ellen was like, I'm going to sign you to my label and I'm going to make you a superstar. Essentially modeling a career after Justin Bieber. Now he's done the sit-down interview with Rolling Stone all these years later. And he said, Ellen is the worst person he has ever worked with in his life. He said, I've never met someone more manipulative, more self-centered, and more blatantly opportunistic than her. Grayson said Ellen would control every single aspect of his life, down to his wardrobe. There was a point where she sent an advanced copy of Justin Bieber's documentary, and he didn't have time to watch it. She called his mom up and just yelled at her and said, what kind of mother are you? Why aren't you taking care of Grayson? Yelled at her. He says Ellen was also just disappearing after the label dropped him. In 2012, the label dropped him.
Yeah.
And he said Ellen disappeared. She just stopped contacting him after promising all these different things and then invited him back on the show about 5 years later and just pretended as if all was good.
Weird.
It's just so strange.
I was watching David Letterman on Netflix, you know, where he interviews the celebrities.
Yeah.
He interviewed her and they went round her office.
Yeah.
And she didn't know the names of any of the staff and she was pranking them. Like, one was asleep on the desk and she went up behind the lady and was like, rah! Like that. And the lady woke up and she was like, oh my, who are you? Sorry, she didn't know the name or anything of the lady.
Wow.
It was a bit like...
It's a bit... I mean, there's so many of these stories that come out. As they say, there's no smoke without fire. Is that the saying?
Well, yeah, like, there's been a lot of people who've come out and said
similar
certain things, but... She didn't have a happy childhood growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, mum got divorced and split up, and then there was another guy who wasn't very nice to her. So, you know, that may explain it. You know, so I don't know.
Who knows? And I'll end on a happier note. How about that? Brad Pitt has a brand new business, if you're interested. It's a genderless skincare line called Le Domain. He's credited his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow, with helping inspire the idea because, you know, Gwyneth has her empire Goop. So he's launched it with three products. Here are the prices. There's a cleaning emulsion that's $80.
Emulsion. Okay,
that's not
sounds
bad.
Like you're painting your living room, yeah.
The cream, which is $320, and a serum, which is $385. He uses the grapes from his French winery to create the products.
Wow.
There you go, Brad Pitt.
What's it called?
It's called Le Domain.
Have they got a website for that?
I don't know. Oh, I get it. there had to be a joke, hadn't there?
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Just laugh at one, you know, make me feel
better. I laugh
bad.
At all of them, excuse you.
We didn't laugh at that one.
Because that wasn't very good.
Oh, sorry, just talking about my kid's birthday yesterday.
8:35, Virgin Radio. So you were, let's talk about on the radio. It was your daughter Annie's birthday yesterday.
Yes.
And you were going through the list of presents.
That she got. She got, she's obsessed with Mr. Bean.
I love that.
Do you remember we had a Mr. Bean lookalike on the show a long time ago?
Yeah.
He lives in Pakistan.
Yeah.
I contacted him. I wanted him to come to the party that we're going to later.
Aww.
It was ridiculously expensive.
Aww.
We've had to fly him in from Pakistan. And then get him into the parties.
Okay, but come on, tell me the list. So you got Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, like a stretch Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean's teddy. A pram. A double pram. Has to be a double pram.
For her
down.
Dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? A radio. So she can listen to her dad.
That is so cute. I love that. It was a good birthday, though?
It was good, yeah. Yeah, it was good. They grow up so quick, though, you know, kids.
I can't believe she's six now.
Six.
Crazy.
Isla's seven. Annie's six, yeah. So they grow up quick. That'll be you next.
I'll be seven, yep. I'll be seven in March.
Another throwback bit from the Chris Fade show right now. It's a prank call. So this is where Chris decided to call up a pizza shop and order a pizza, but in a very unique way.
Okay.
Have a listen to this.
Thank you for calling. I can help you.
Hello.
Hello, hi, sir. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Wondering if I could order a pizza.
Sure, is this Mr.
Yes.
In Almanara.
Yes.
Yes, sir. What's your order, please?
I'd like one large pizza with pepperoni, cheese, capsicum, mushrooms, double olives, salami, chicken. We'll put a couple of extra pieces of mushroom on there as well. Could I get some more anchovies and some capsicum as we stated once before?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry I didn't get you, sir. Which pizza are you looking, sir?
Should I repeat it for you? Should I?
Yeah, sure, because we have a lot of pizza as well. The same toppings that you have said.
I'm wanting
Would you like
to make my own.
Your own pizza?
Mm.
Okay, so I'll give you cheese and tomato sauce and the toppings, please.
Okay, let me see.
Let's start with the meat, sir, okay?
Well, I'll just see what I've got here. Oh, okay, so let's put some salami, chicken, meat, some pastrami, some mushroom, capsicum, double onion as well, if you can, some garlic, I love a bit of garlic, extra cheese, the parmesan if you've got it as well, some pineapple, love a bit of the pineapple, and anchovies. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm still trying to check it here. So you want chicken, salami, what else, sir?
Oh, so you got chicken, salami, anchovies, parsley, some garlic, some pineapple, some double cheese, and some chicken again, please.
I didn't get you, sir.
Sorry, I have a tendency to talk fast sometimes.
Yes, sir. I didn't get you, sir, so I can't really get your order at the moment, sir.
Okay.
So I have only here chicken, salami, and anchovies, sir.
Okay, chicken, tomato, anchovies. Okay, if you could just add oatmeal, onions, pineapple, cheese, double mushroom, pepper, Monterey Jack, provolone, and some white sauce.
White sauce. You need the cooking cream, sir?
Yes.
And actually, sir, we don't have other toppings that you have mentioned, sir.
Just make it a margarita.
Regular margarita. Anything else?
Hey, it's Chris Fade calling from Virgin Radio. How you doing?
I'm good, sir.
you did so well.
So good.
Thank you for that, sir.
Talking about car auctions this morning because I think I'm going to do it. My friend, he bought like a, I think it was like a 2009 Range Rover.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the auction place because, you know, I don't want them to be happy or upset with me.
Okay.
But it's an amazing Range Rover. It's really good. And I'm like, I'm paying 2,400 dirhams every month for like a really small car. Why don't I just get one of them? Let's see. Ashik, you bought a car from an auction, right?
Yeah, I got a Peugeot 508.
Nice.
From an auction place, a brand new 2020 model. At the time, I didn't know what the reason was for selling a brand new car.
Yeah.
So I had my doubts because they only had the pictures on the auction site. But everything looked good on the picture, so I decided to get it. And I had some issues, actually. But the good part was the car was a 2020. So I took it to Peugeot showroom, and they told me, even though it's not, doesn't have a service history, we're going to give you the warranty till 2026.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That worked out for you.
It had a low pressure pump issue and a couple of trims here and there, and they replaced all of it for free.
Lucky you.
I got the car for like 20% of the price.
How much did you pay, if you don't mind me asking?
I paid $18,000 for a brand new car.
That's really good.
Wow, okay. Well, seems all right there. I mean, there's a few issues, though. Tarek, hi. Did it work for you?
Hello, good morning.
Yes. Auctions.
Yep. Auction cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Auctions. Yeah, for auctions.
Now, yeah.
Did you get a car from an auction?
I did work for a couple of auction houses.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention.
Yeah, don't mention any names. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, if you buy a car from an auction, you need to be really careful, okay? So you need to read the inspection report really well. You need to understand the specs of the vehicle, okay? So there are different, multiple specs in the market, from a GCC to an American, Canadian, European, and you need to make sure that the condition of this car, because if you buy a car in an auction, it's an as-is basis condition.
Okay. So I think I'm going to fail then, because you know me pretty. I don't like the finer details, do I? Safe, you bought a car from an auction and it was fine.
Hey, good morning, Ross and Preeti.
Yeah, what car did you get from an auction?
Yes, I did, and I worked for a car dealership.
Okay, all the guys now are trying to sell me cars, I think.
Yeah, of course, this is what's going to happen now.
I'm not trying to sell you a car. If you want, yes, why not? But if not, no problem. But yeah, we bought a car from an auction. We didn't know what it was. Like I suggest if you're buying a car from an auction, please do visit to the dealership first, get to know the car specs and everything, and know the pricing and stuff. Because the car, and later on we knew it was completely like damaged, and they had repaired it and said it. We had so many issues, and we had to go back to the dealership to fix everything, and it cost the same to buy a normal car.
Right. Okay. So what Safe is saying, what you're saying, Safe, is you would have got a brand new car for the same price because you're fixing all the problems.
Exactly, and recently we bought another car, which didn't show any accident reports on the RTA system.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. I think I'm just going to buy a brand new car. Maybe.
I don't know. This is not my wheelhouse.
Keep renting it, maybe.
This is so out of my wheelhouse. I cannot give you any like legitimate advice whatsoever.
Why? What do you think? You can't help me with the calipers on the brakes, or you can't give me any information on the oil changes?
I don't think I am knowledgeable enough to help you in this scenario. I mean, I'm sure, okay, so everyone's calling up about auctions, but I'm sure there's some great buys that you can get at an auction. It depends on what you can afford, what you want to spend, and what you want to get.
There's a shortage of cars, though, isn't there? That's the thing.
I have no idea.
You don't know? Okay. Well, anyway, I need a bigger car.
Okay.
Thank you. That is it for us, Pretty. We've done a couple of days there. We did well there, I think.
Yeah, I think we did all right. It's a Friday, so all is good.
Yeah, Chris is going to be back on Tuesday morning, he says. But he is landing around about 5:30 in the morning. So hopefully he gets here on time.
To some part of the show. I don't think he'll be for the beginning.
I hope he'll be here for the pop quiz anyway.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, your Friday is going to be epic, all thanks to Virgin Radio, because the music is going to get you ready.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Friday feeling. Eddie's going to be kicking it off a bit later on, and he's got your ad-free 104 coming up next as well.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Monday.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.